I nodded. It made a certain amount of sense. Deborah had recently been stabbed and had come so close to death from blood loss that the difference was a matter of a few seconds in the ambulance. And certainly Chutsky, her boyfriend, would know about that. He had been some kind of intelligence operative before being disabled, and his body was a raised-relief roadmap of scar tissue. Even so, I said, you can't let this case get under your skin. As soon as I said it, I braced myself, since it was a surefire setup line for an arm punch. But once again, Debs surprised me. I know, she said softly, but I can't help it. She's just a girl, a kid. Good grades, nice family, and these guys, cannibals. She trickled off into a moody and reflective silence, which was a really striking contrast to the fact that we were speeding through heavy traffic. It's complicated, Dexter, she said at last. I guess so, I said. I think I empathize with the kid, she said. Maybe because she's so vulnerable at the same time I am. She stared straight ahead at the road, but didn't really seem to see it, which was a little bit alarming. And all this other stuff. I don't know. It might have been because I was hanging on for dear life in a vehicle that was careening through traffic at breakneck speed, but I didn't quite get her point. What other stuff? I said. Ah, you know, she said, even though I had quite clearly said that I did not know. The family shit. I mean... She scowled suddenly and looked at me again. If you say one fucking word to Vince or anybody else about my bioclock ticking, I swear I'll kill you. But it is ticking, I said, feeling mildly astonished. Deborah glared at me for a moment and then, happily for life and limb, looked back at the road again. Yeah, she said. I think it is. I really want a family, Dex. I suppose I could have told her something comforting based on my experience. Perhaps that families were overrated and kids were really just a sinister device to make us all prematurely old and crazy. But instead, I thought of Lillianne. And I suddenly wanted my sister to have her family so she could feel all the things I was learning to feel. Well, I said. Shit, that's the exit, Deborah said, swerving hard for the off-ramp and effectively killing the mood, as well as guaranteeing that I lost all sense of what I had been about to say. The sign that flashed by, seemingly just a few inches from my head, told me we were heading for North Miami Beach, into an area of modest houses and shops that had changed very little in the last 20 years. It seemed like a very odd neighborhood for a cannibal. Deborah slowed down and nosed into traffic at the end of the off-ramp, still moving too fast. She took us several blocks east, then a few more north, and then steered into 6 or 7 blocks of houses, where the residents had planted rows of hedges to seal off all the roads leading in, except one main entry street. It was a practice that had become common in this part of town, and it was supposed to cut down crime. Nobody had told me whether it worked. We went through the entrance to the mini community and 2 blocks over, and then Debs pulled up onto the grass in front of a modest pastel yellow house and the car rocked to a stop. That's it, Deborah said, glancing at the paper on the seat beside her. Guy's name is Victor Chapin. He's 22. House is owned by Mrs. Arthur Chapin, age 63. She works downtown. I looked at the little house. It was slightly faded and very ordinary. There were no skulls stacked outside, no hex signs painted on the yellow walls, nothing at all to say that evil lived here. A 10-year-old Mustang squatted in the driveway, and everything about the place was still and suburban. He lives with his mom, I said. Are cannibals allowed to do that? She shook her head. This one does, she said, opening her door. Let's go. Deborah got out of the car and marched briskly toward the front door, and I could not help remembering that I had been sitting in the car and watching when she had gone alone to another door and been stabbed. So I got out quickly and joined her just as she pushed the doorbell. From inside the house we heard an elaborate chime playing, something that sounded very dramatic, although I couldn't quite place it. Very nice, I said. I think it's Wagner. Deborah just shook her head and tapped her foot impatiently on the cement stoop. Maybe they're both at work, I suggested. Can't be. Victor works at a late-night club, Deb said. Place on South Beach called Fang. They don't even open until 11.